All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO. Oh, we need to stop that. We need to stop this. Welcome. It's DJ Jay here with you, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 in Medford. And so here's what we're doing tonight. First of all, thanks for joining me. We're having another bang-up show. They're all bang-up shows, if you ask me. And then what we're doing is we're having a show devoted to the movie Dazed and Confused. So Dazed and Confused came out in like 93, and an extremely important movie in my life. And the film director, Richard Linklater, is an incredible director. He made the movie Slacker, which is important to me as well. I think that came out in 91. And I read a book about it, and just because I enjoy the movie so much, it's just so indicative of what life is like as a teenager. It doesn't. It takes place in Texas, but it's not necessarily something that's specific to Texas. There are a lot of specific Texas characters and some instances of Texanism, but I mean, it could be anywhere. It's really kind of universal, and it really kind of struck home with me. And so I read a book about it called All Right, All Right, All Right, which is the line, the famous Matthew McConaughey line. And the book digs deep into the movie and its history and the history of some of the characters and the performers, like McConaughey and Ben Affleck, Mila Jovovich, and about a lot of the other bit players. And also, it takes you through the struggles to get it made and to get the soundtrack made, which is where this show, 1,000 Points of Light, picks up. And so we're going to play music from the show, from the movie. And we're starting off with the song that starts off the film, of course. Where else would you start? But at the beginning, Sweet Emotion from Aerosmith, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
right. Thanks so much. Good night.
We'll be right back.
Big time, yes. Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Prior to that, we had Foghat with Slow Ride. That was, by the way, I could have played an 8-minute version of that, but I held off. Kiss with Rock and Roll All Night. Now, I have to apologize for that. That was actually the MTV Unplugged version. I did not mean to play that. And before that, Aerosmith with Sweet Emotion. That's how the movie starts, with Sweet Emotion. So I needed to start the show off there. This is our Days of Confused show. So it's Days of Confused, directed by Richard Linklater, out in 1993. And I'm paying attention to it now because there's this book that came out that's devoted to the movie. It's called All Right, All Right, All Right. And it's, I think it came out in 2018 or something. So it might have been like the 25th anniversary of it. It's written by Melissa Maris. It's a terrific book. It's a bit long, but it talks about everything. And it's like all the actors were living together in this hotel. And it's kind of turned into a high school scene. There were cliques and people getting in fights and people like falling in love and making out and all appropriate moments. And so it was a fun read, and everybody was part of it, really. Like McConaughey was a part of it, and Ben Affleck and Parker Posey, and even like Renee Zellweger. I didn't even know she had a bit part in the film, but she was there. And of course, it was made in Austin, so she has Austin, Texas ties, as did McConaughey. So there was a real reason for them to be not just part of the movie, part of the book too, which was pretty cool. And so let's move on. And speaking of McConaughey, we've got this Ted Nugent song, Stranglehold. So what's going on here is he's wearing a Ted Nugent shirt in the entire film. And he's got this song playing in his car. So we have to play this right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
someday. I got news, you never got to go. We'll be right back.
All right, Edgar Winter Group with Free Ride. One of those songs just so emblematic of the movie, Dazed and Confused, and that's where we're playing from tonight. Not just the soundtrack, but I have like all the songs that I've been listening to that are related to the soundtrack or related to the movie over the last few weeks. I've been reading this book called All Right, All Right, All Right, written by Melissa Maris. I'm not sure what her connection was to the film director. Probably didn't have any. I know that it's written in the book that she reached out to Richard Linklater, trying to get him to be part of this movie or part of this book about his film, Dazed and Confused. And his first reaction was, well, I don't know why there's so much nostalgia about this film. I've already been talking a lot about it over the years. Like, there was like a big reunion in Austin. I think it must have been the 25th. And then she wrote this book, which was to coincide with the 25th anniversary of the film as well. So, but he participated in it. He sure did. And, you know, the book obviously wouldn't have happened without him. And, you know, it's funny how it was written is because a lot of people who were participated in the story, they were all interviewed. It's a series of interviews kind of interwoven, you know, in a grouped according to topic. It must have been kind of hard to organize. But people get to hear what other people said. So not everyone was in the same room together. Obviously, they happened at multiple different times. But if someone was asked about what it was like to live together in a hotel with everybody between the ages of like, you know, 15 and 26, it was like, you know, you got to see, if you were asked the question, you got to see what other people had said and you could respond to them. And it was like you're having a conversation. It was kind of cool how that was done. And so anyway, that's kind of what's going on here tonight. It's a show about a book. I do that all the time. All right, up next, Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way. This is from, of course, Frampton Comes Alive, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
see the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, I care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, the story of the hurricane. The many authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. The ghettos on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While out the Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. Marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He'd never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Algeria agreed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Bob Dylan with Hurricane. And prior to that, we had Seals and Crofts. God, only I could do that, right? Seals and Crofts with Bob Dylan back-to-back. That was Summer Breeze. Prior to that, Nazareth with Love Hurts, and it was Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way, from Frampton Comes Alive, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here on this show devoted to Dazed and Confused, the movie. And it came out in 93, so it's a long time ago, but I recently picked up this book that was written to commemorate the 25th anniversary. It's called A Right, A Right, A Right, from Melissa Mayers. I'm not really saying it the right way, but I can't really imitate Matthew McConaughey, so I'm just going to say it the way I say it. And so, you know, Bob Dylan, speaking of McConaughey, so there's this great moment in the movie where they walk into this, it's like a pool hall kind of place to hang out called the Emporium. So it's Wooderson and Wiley Wiggins' character, who is Mitch, and I think a couple other guys. And they walk into this song, but it's Wooderson who's leading them in. So it's kind of an appropriate moment. It's actually written about in the book where Stephen Hayden, the great music journalist who